What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, main story today, those of you just getting up or just getting in, Sean Payton is going to interview with your Houston Texans. Does Sean Payton really want to come here? Does Sean Payton really want to be part of this?
I wouldn't if I were Sean.
I know. I wouldn't if I was in the NFL. The last choice that anyone would make right now is the Houston Texans, right?
Except they have the second pick. I mean, and they have the 12th pick. Although Sean, it doesn't have it anymore. If Sean, wherever Sean Payton goes, they have fewer draft picks.
Yeah.
So anywhere he goes, you have less draft capital.
Well, Arizona has a pickup. Less draft capital, but you're still picking third. And you already have a quarterback, allegedly. Yeah.
Would you want to go coach Kyler?
What about the Colts?
Would you want to what about
the Colts at number four, and you can move up to one?
Colts would be intriguing. Broncos, to me, you gave away picks, and you gave away a contract to Russell who looks like he's washed. That looks like a terrible spot. Other than the Russell Wilson thing is good. Actually, it's pretty good in Denver.
After Hackett
except for
left,
that.
Though, Russell actually played better.
Yeah, he did. I don't think Hackett's offense was very good for Russell.
No.
He has to play in a non-timing-based offense. But I don't like Broncos. You gave up picks, and you're stuck with Russell. I wouldn't want to coach Kyler Murray.
Sean Payton might not know. I would call Cliff, though.
Well, that wouldn't go well.
No, I don't think so. But here's the deal. And Mike Florio, on with the boys yesterday, asked about Sean Payton coming to the Texans. Here's what Florio had to say.
There's a chance that Sean Payton is specifically courting the Texans to rattle the cage of Jerry Jones. Because it's one thing for Sean Payton to come back and not coach the Cowboys, coach some team in some other faraway location. It's another thing for Sean Payton to be right down the road, turning around the Texans, turning the Texans into a contender, making the Texans what he could make the Cowboys. And Jerry Jones is rapidly approaching the speak now, forever hold your peace moment. He's never going to hire Sean Payton if he doesn't hire Sean Payton in this cycle, especially if Payton takes a job somewhere else. I mean, in theory, it could happen next year if Payton doesn't take a job. But if Payton takes another one of those jobs, if he takes the Texans job, if he takes the Cardinals job, the Saints job, some other job, that's it. So this may be, in a sneaky sort of way, beyond just maximizing leverage for the deal that he's going to get, this may be a way to get the attention of Jerry Jones.
Could be. He wants the Dallas job. Dallas is still the favorite. Because as you mentioned, John, Jerry could conceivably get rid of him, even if Jerry probably, it would be beneficial for the Cowboys to lose by the second playoff week. Not that Jerry wants that. Jerry wants to win a Super Bowl. But
this team ain't winning no Super Bowl.
If you lose this week to Tampa Bay, you're done.
Yeah.
If you're Mike McCarthy. If you lose in week two, John, you think he's still done?
I do. I think if they don't make the championship game, he's out. Yeah.
And so if they do make the championship game, you look at the jobs available, and there's not a ton of jobs available this year.
No.
Although there are some.
That's in the Texans' favor, by the way.
How many teams are available right now? How many jobs are available right
now?
Colts,
Arizona, Denver, Houston. Is that it?
Can't be.
I think so. Is anybody else?
Nobody in the AFC East. nobody in the AFC North.
Are we missing somebody?
Nobody in the AFC South other than Texans. AFC West.
This is a slow
Staley.
Year.
Staley.
Could not Staley be fired. In trouble? He just made the playoffs. Oh, Raiders.
Raiders.
Oh, no.
No, Josh. No, Josh is still there.
He's still there.
So Raiders. So you got
Rams, maybe.
Rams could be if McVay decides
if
to leave.
If he decides to go.
Rams could be. Dennis Allen hasn't gone anywhere, but not in the North. Everything's clear. Everything's clear in the North. In the South, you've got Atlanta just was, you know, Atlanta's not going anywhere. Oh, Carolina.
Okay, five.
I don't even think that's five,
yeah,
is
that's
it?
Five.
You're counting McVay.
No. Texans, Colts, Broncos, Panthers, and Cardinals.
Oh, okay, yeah. So there's five, with the two potentially would be Rams if McVay bails to go to TV, and Cowboys.
And Cowboys.
I actually think
is Steelers not? Is,
no, Tom was
safe.
Good.
He's safe.
Yeah, Tom was
I safe. Mean, listen, Black Monday wasn't. It was relatively quiet. Black Monday, usually there's a lot of heads that are lopped. And yeah. Not this year. Five. This is to the Texans' advantage. They finally are going to get, because let's face it, of all the jobs, is okay, all these jobs that are open, which is the least okay, which is the most desirable? Broncos, no. Cardinals,
maybe
no.
The Colts. Colts have an offensive line. Colts have Jonathan Taylor.
They might have been the worst team in football this year, though.
Shaq Leonard.
They might have been the worst.
But Shaq Leonard didn't play like almost the entire year, so you get him back.
What about the Panthers being a pretty good job?
You don't have quarterback, though. And you draft ninth, so you still don't have quarterback. You drafting Will Levis nine? Drafting Anthony Richardson nine? No. Both those guys are high-risk quarterbacks. Stroud will be gone, I think. Young will be gone, I think. You still don't have quarterback. You going to roll with Sam Darnold again?
You draft Stetson Bennett in the third.
Oh, you did actually have Matt Corral on the roster. Yeah. He never even had a chance to play. I thought Matt Corral was a pretty good quarterback last year. To me, Matt Corral on tape was as good as Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis. I mean, he was the most pro-ready. But I don't know. There may be some. I don't know if he's that guy psychologically. I think he's had some background issues, too. With, yeah, I don't know. There's something that caused him to fall a little bit on draft day. So, I don't know. They may not be counting on Matt Corral, but I do think it's interesting that Matt Corral has not played any football. Let's see what Matt Corral can do over there with the with Carolina. I think the best job would probably be the Colts, because they have an offensive line. They have a running back who you have to get healthy. They have Shaq Leonard coming back next year. They have a defense that's been built. I mean, they are not far removed. I would say the Broncos, except that you've given away a bunch of draft picks, and you're stuck with that quarterback for a while. I don't think that one's a good one. Dallas would be the best one if Dallas opened up.
Dallas,
but that's almost only Peyton.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way you're firing McCarthy is if you know you're getting Peyton.
Yeah.
So I already assume that's a done deal. I already assume it's Peyton to the Cowboys, but then the Cowboys have to trade picks. Anybody who wants them has to trade picks. Can the Broncos don't have more picks? Who can the Broncos trade?
No.
What picks can they trade? The Colts.
Well, we're assuming, because let's face it, Bruce Arians went for what, a sixth and a seventh. I mean, we're assuming that it's going to be that you have to give up the 12th pick.
I'd hold everyone
you might
hostage.
Go. No, hell no, I ain't giving you that.
Okay, then you don't get into Sean Payton.
Well, okay, then I don't get Sean Payton. That's great, because I can get somebody else.
But somebody's going to want him.
And that's what I want anyway. I want somebody that's free.
That's
I don't
want
to pay Sean Payton $15 million a year.
That's you, cheapskate.
That ain't it. I want somebody that's young and innovative.
You just want, you know what? That's just you going
I'm
for.
I'm trying to save Kel money.
No, you're the guy who just got divorced, and you want to go find that 26-year-old, that 25-year-old girl, and ride around in your red sports car. That's what you're trying to be right now. That's not how Cal rolls. You know what Cal wants? Reliable, like a Lovey Smith type, old reliable, just somebody that you know. You buy it with cash, and then you don't have to finance it. And then, you know, after a year, you just put it somewhere in your yard. Just park your truck in your yard and get a new one for cash value. That's what you do. But you just get an old, reliable coach like a David Culley.
I don't need a 1998 pickup. What I need is a new, sleek sports car that's going to be fast. We're driving fast now.
Like Lovey.
Okay? We got Davis Mills at the helm. We're playing fast now. Okay? Did you see when they went no huddle? A lot of times, Davis Mills.
Can Ben Johnson turn around Davis Mills?
No one can. Let's get Pena in here before we take a break. Hey, Pena.
Hey, what's up, Matt, guys? I want to talk about the Astros and that MLB.com not even having them in the World Series is ridiculous, but they're the favorites to go back to the World Series this year. Is it the same person that made Fromber and Christian Javier the 10th best duo in the league?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. They're definitely sipping on some haterade. Thank you. Have a great day. Go Astros. Yeah.
I know it ain't Robert Flores putting those lists together for MLB.com. I know it ain't him. It's somebody that just don't like the Astros, just period, don't like the Astros. And I don't care. You know what? Oh, well. Oh, keep picking them not to go to the World Series. Guess what? They just go every year, 4 out of 6 years. To me, that's 2 out of every 3 years over the last 6 years, right? Okay? They just go to the World Series. It's what they do. So you can just keep that same energy, MLB.com. Keep that same energy. Because you know what? You're wrong all the time, and it's great. It's great to see you wrong all the time. Don't care. We don't care. You know what? All we care about is going to the World Series, winning titles. We're title town. That's what we do. Our Rockets, our Texans, our Astros, title town. That's what we are. 713-780-3776. Time to talk a little bit about your electricity. I'm getting the I'm so glad I'm with Champion, because I'm getting the electric car, the electric truck, F-150, and they're going to put in, you know, it's going to be, the charger's going to be in the garage, and it's going to be more expensive now, right? My electricity is going to be more expensive. I'm not going to spend any money on gas ever, but I am going to spend it on electricity. And you know what? I win, because my electricity is a lot less than yours. If you're somebody that is, you know, if you're like, wow, my electricity bill is really high, well, then you're not with Champion Energy, because I'm telling you, it is awesome. If you're looking for a great way to save some money every single month, go to 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com. Put in promo code 1560, and you're going to win, people. Champion Energy Services is the best. It's the best. I love them. It's unbelievable how easy it is, how great it is. If you're looking for the best place to get your electricity, go to championenergyservices.com, put in promo code 1560.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got games this weekend. Five Star is going to give us winners in about 15 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, don't you go anywhere. Get your winners. Get them. Step right up. Get your winners here. Five Stars coming on. Want to give us some winners. Hey, South Dakota State last week. South Dakota State won the title.
Smash North Dakota State.
Yep.
Didn't happen a lot.
It wasn't the same North Dakota State
team. Years.
Wasn't the same North Dakota State team.
No. And they were missing some of their better players, too.
Yep.
I don't know why it's pronounced Tungavaloa, but Tua is officially out for the game, which we already knew.
Yeah. I mean,
see what the number is there now?
Is it up to 14?
13 and a half, probably 14 by now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could put a number high enough up there. I mean, Skylar Thompson is not good.
No.
Their offense is terrible with Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
So, but something about that, John, makes me feel like plus 13 and a half is the play. I don't know what it is. One of the things is this is Skylar's getting more and more. He's getting more and more experience, so maybe they can open certain things up a little bit more. I just have a funny feeling the Dolphins keep this closer than the number. There's no real reason to think that other than the fact that I don't see – I've seen this so many times in every sport where injuries, you give a team no chance and it ends up being way closer than it should be. I think everyone's going to be on the Buffalo Bills here.
Yeah,
no one's going to be on the Dolphins. And I could see Buffalo maybe letting up just a little bit here because you're just thinking, oh, Skylar Thompson, this guy stinks. They can't even get to 10.
Here's the problem. DeMar is out of the hospital. DeMar's going to be at the game.
You think he's going to be at the game?
He'll be at, absolutely. He'll be at the game. He'll be up in the suite, but he'll be waving down to the players, and they'll be all loving him. They'll do the heart. Why is everybody stealing the Jeremy Pena heart thing? By the way, that's Jeremy Pena's. Okay.
Well, it had been out. To be fair, it had been out before.
No,
Jeremy
I've
Pena,
never but, seen it before. Jeremy Pena did it. Okay. Now all of a sudden, you're gonna get it. DeMar gonna get Hamlin. Okay, whatever.
Everyone, other soccer guys are doing it now. I see soccer guys after they score do it.
They do the heart? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're stealing it from Jeremy Pena. Okay, great.
Why wouldn't you? Whatever Jeremy Pena touches turns to gold.
It really is. It really is. What Jeremy Pena, boy.
Jeremy Pena
could have.
Jeremy Pena's the people shortstop.
Jeremy Pena. It's good to be Jeremy Pena right now.
You know.
I hope he's.
I've done a show with you now for 25 years. Well, off and on. I mean, other than those 6 years. Where right. I had so much fun doing shows with other people. And I can tell you this, in all of the years, and it really hasn't failed, no matter the decade, no matter your age, my age, one of the things that has been a consistent through all this time is you'll take somebody who's successful in sports and then you think, man, look at what he gets to run through. You don't say it necessarily. You say, it's good to be Jeremy Pena. It's good to be Tiger Woods. Here, over the years, boy, I'd love to be Tiger Woods
Derek
right
Jeter.
Now. Man, I would love to be Derek Jeter right now.
Tom Brady.
Boy, it'd be great to be, Tom Brady. Well, I would love to, right now, it'd be great to be Kobe. Well, it'd be great to be
Unless
Shaq.
You're a hotel
well, it'd be great
receptionist.
To, yeah, yeah. Well, right. You said that like in 2004, it'd be great to be Kobe or three.
Right, right.
Oh, man, I'd be right now, it'd be great to be... Man, this young superstar quarterback, Drew Brees, it'd be great to be Drew Brees in New Orleans right now. It'd be great, like every year. It'd be great to be Mike Trout. It'd be great to be Roger Clemens. It'd be great to be, whoever the rookie of the year
I
is.
Didn't say,
Marty Cordova.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I didn't say anything negative about Hamlin. All I'm saying is don't steal.
You're not allowed to mention Hamlin's name.
Listen, he's better. He's out of the hospital now. Do we have to pray every morning for him still? Okay?
I'm way over here away from the microphone, guys. Lance is not involved with this segment.
Don't ask Raheel if you have to pray every day for him.
Raheel does. I know that.
I know. He still does because he's a real one. Not like you.
Facing the east or the west. I don't know which way he's facing. But
terrible. You're terrible.
I don't know. But all I'm saying is...
Burrow right now.
It's good to be Joe Burrow. It is.
You know who else? That's like you. Like who won a national champion? Good to be Stetson. Well, Stetson's married, isn't he?
Is he? Well, he's 30. But
he's probably got two kids.
Yeah.
Does Stetson Bennett have a kid?
No.
Well, that woman. Obviously, that's Stetson Bennett's something.
It's good to be Bowers right now. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, little McConkey. Even little McConkey's out there running it.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Young. Good to be Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah.
Good to be C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, it's good to be all those guys.
It's good to be anybody with money who's a young athlete. What are you, crazy? It's good to be Jalen Green right now.
Yeah.
You've got two wins, but it's still good to be Jalen Green.
It's still great to be Jalen Green. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I think he's concentrating more on that than shooting. That's a problem.
So is he married? Is Stetson Bennett married?
The answer is probably no.
Well, you saw that girl up in the stands, though.
You know what, John Granato?
Stetson Bennett's a son.
Never said,
graduated.
Boy, it'd be great to be Zeke Astacio. Nope, never said that.
Who said that? Who put that out
David.
There? David. It wouldn't be great to be Zeke Astacio.
Honest to God.
That's the most inside baseball thing I've ever heard.
I told you, with microphones in his face, what about Zeke Astacio?
Who?
Bagwell goes, that's a face only a mother could love.
He said that? With mics in his face? Sober Bagwell?
Oh, my God. I just about.
That dude was like, he made Seal look like a
Fashionista. For those who don't, go look up Zeke Astacio. For those of you who don't know who we're talking
about. We're horrible. We're really bad. We're bad. Mostly you're really
no,
bad.
No, no. Not me, Bags. Let's get TJ in here. Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you say?
I got a good proposal. If I'm a GM, I know Sean Payton is a splash hire, and it's going to sell tickets. You're going to instant gratification. But if I save my picks, I go get Derek Carr. I go get me a real good offensive-minded coach, a quarterback coach, and I build around him like the Colts. I know your offensive line was bad, but your main problem was you didn't have nobody playing quarterback.
Wait, what do you mean build around him like the Colts? Build around him like the Colts building around who?
Yeah, go get Derek Carr.
Yeah, but
and get your offensive line.
But
and,
you said build around him like the Colts, but who did the Colts build around?
Well, the Colts did start to get an offensive line for
Luck. Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. Now you just lost Luck, but I don't know. Do you Carr's been in the league now since 2014. TJ's gone. Carr's been in the league since 2014. That dude has won twice. He's had a winning season twice. And while yes, you can always point to things around a quarterback, you can't point to Lamar Jackson's winning percentage and say that quarterback, you know, all he does is win. And then not say, well, then all Derek Carr does is lose.
Yeah.
Because Derek Carr has lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, they shouldn't have lost that much. Devontae Adams was all – you got two guys on all-pro team, John. Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams. You had two offensive players on the all-pro team, and Derek Carr's without a job. Yeah. And the Raiders won – how many games did the Raiders win? Five? Like, what did they win? They were terrible.
No, they were bad.
Oh, no, they started to win. They started to get better. Remember, they won a few more, and then they fell apart.
I think there were 6-11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had two first-team All-Pros.
On offense.
And Max Crosby would probably be second-team.
Yeah.
Defense.
Yep. Let's get Roger in here. Hey, Roger.
Hey, John. Lance, what's going on, guys?
How you doing,
what do you say?
Hey, so I'm going to give you a scenario. What would you do if you're on the driving range? Can you take out the 0-3 wood, try to test your 3-wood game, and get a nice long 200-foot drive? On the right side, you got a little bit of divot, and then, oh, look, on the left side, there's your 3-wood head. Go ahead, you just bought as far as your golf ball.
I don't understand.
What would I do? I'd be like, man, I might not need to play golf anymore. I'm not sure if this
head came off of the club. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And the ball went 200 yards with your.
That happened to you?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't sound great. In this scenario, what would you do if that happened?
See, I didn't know if this was an allegory, or if you're making a comparison, yeah. And this is symbolism, or
that's what I thought too.
Oh no, he just actually did that in real life.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the Texans front office and somehow relating it to that.
No, he's saying that actually. What would you do if that happened to you? Because that happened to me.
I would
get a new club.
Yeah, I would pick up the head there and then send it to bring it back and say, hey, this sucks. This club sucks, and you owe me money. That's what I would do. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. 713-780-3776. Well, no time for that because we got Five Star going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN. And he's going to give us winners. And now what are you going to do with the winners? That's the question. What are you going to do with these winners that Five Star is going to give you when we come back? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to mybookie.ag. And you are going to deposit. If you've never been there before, this is your first deposit, your initial deposit. $50 to $2,000, you're going to get a 10% cash bonus on any first-time deposit. So, and you're like, well, you've doubled my money before. See, there's a lot of stuff that you have to do to earn that bonus, a lot of bets that you have to make. Here's what you have to do with this one bet. So you could go, whatever you deposit, $500, you're going to get $550 to play with. You make one bet for $550, you win, you can pull it all out. That's not the case with the other ones. This is a one-time, easy cash-in, cash-out bonus. It is simple. It is wonderful. It is the way that you can go about this thing. And listen, if you haven't been on MyBookie before, it's awesome. The website has got everything you could possibly want. It's easy to navigate. It's such an easy website. Go to MyBookie.ag, put in promo code BET975, and get your cash-in, cash-out bonus. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Load and ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 931 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five Star in Vegas, at Five Star in Vegas. Spell it out, FIVESTAR, Five Star in Vegas. He's going to give us some winners today. He gave us South Dakota State last week, and that happened right here on ESPN 97. And beating North Dakota State, which is a perennial power, although they weren't the same team this year, right, Five Star?
No, they were not the same team. Good morning, guys. Yeah, they were not the same team, and it was a pretty easy one for us on that one.
Yep. So we got the playoffs this week. You were in the playoffs last year, a validated 13-0 in the postseason last year, right?
Yeah.
So here we go. Here comes another undefeated run for Five Star in the NFL postseason, which is not really – I mean, that's not your – college football is your deal, right?
Well, I'm a college – I bet a lot of sports, man. I'm pretty good at all of them because I'm a year-round professional gambler. But I'd say my strongest numbers are using college football, college basketball, and then the NFL. But the NFL playoffs, I've scored really highly the last decade.
Mm-hmm. No, did a nice job last year. So here we go. 13-0 against the spread last year in the NFL postseason. Who we got first?
All right, the pressure's on, man. We're going with the Seahawks. We're going to take someone who people are going to think are really going to get blew out. We're going to take a risk with the Seahawks plus 10, man. One of the hardest things in football to do, guys, is beat a team three times in a season. As we've seen time and time again in the playoffs, division underdogs are 19-11-1 against the spread when meeting for the third time in the playoffs since 2000. The Seahawks were dominated in the two previous matchups against the Niners, and on Saturday have a chance of redemption after getting in the playoffs through the back door, you know, from the Lions upset in Green Bay. We have two quarterbacks making the first starts. One is the first-year starter, Brock Purdy, and the other is 10-year veteran, Geno Smith. Both these signal callers have surprised the football world this season. Purdy has been extremely solid, not surprised to me at all. He was Iowa State's best player in history, in my opinion. With that said, this is the playoffs, and everything gets tighter. He's facing one of the real OGs of the NFL and Pete Carroll. Carroll's a defensive wizard and one of the most successful postseason coaches in league history. He holds an 8-4 lifetime record against Kyle Shanahan since 2017. He's never lost to him twice until this season. So Coach Carroll is smart enough. I think he's going to limit Geno Smith, and he's going to really, you know, play small ball with rookie star running back Kenneth Walker and get a few big plays from their veteran wide receivers DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. Lockett has been a Niners killer throughout his career. I think Coach Carroll comes up with a game plan for his young, improving defense to contain that Niners' explosive running game. As long as the Seahawks' line on both sides can hold up, I truly believe this game will be a contest going into the fourth quarter. There's just too much familiarity between opponents for me to lay the double digits. And the forecast is calling for rain and ugly conditions in the Bay Area. I know you guys heard about all the stuff that's been going on in California with the weather. So I expect an old-school Seahawks-Niners low-scoring slugfest over. I'm going to take the points with the Hawks plus 10.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it because they're, you know, at some point somebody's going to see something on tape from Brock Purdy and they're going to try to force him into something that he hasn't done. It always happens with young quarterbacks without much tape. They always have the advantage because you don't really know their tendencies. At some point somebody finds tendencies and they start to exploit it. And, you know, Geno Smith, you do have a couple of big play wide receivers over there. With Seattle, you have a running back who can hit big plays, mm-hmm. although, you know, running against San Francisco is it's nice in theory. Sounds good in theory.
Right.
But That's another one where San Francisco could let off the gas just a little bit. It will be interesting. That one scares me too much for me to personally touch it, but I 100% see the angle on that one. And I haven't even looked at the games you're giving out, but the other one I think is interesting. You can just comment on it unless it's one of your plays, is Miami. And you'd almost have to be like, it doesn't make any handicapping. It doesn't make any football sense to be playing Skylar Thompson and Miami plus the points, except that I have years and years of watching teams with injuries step up and make games closer than anyone expected them to.
That's why that game isn't on my list, Lance, because I felt the same exact way. You're an old school capper too, so you understand when they're throwing the fishing hook out there. It's just too much going on with the Bills and DeMar Hamlin and that story that it's going to be so much public money on them. And we've seen over the past matches between Miami and Buffalo that Mike McDaniel is really successful at calling plays against Buffalo. That run game looks really good against Buffalo in the last two games that they played each other, and it's been close and tight. And I think that coach is sharp enough to keep that game close, even though Skylar Thompson is the quarterback. You still have those unbelievable weapons on the outside. You know that Cheetah or Waddle can score in one play. So that's one I'm going to stay away from. I'm going to probably bet it live.
All right. What do you got? What you got in your bag of tricks next?
We're going to go with the Chargers first half, man, against Jacksonville. This is a matchup between the two golden boys of the NFL. You got Justin Herbert leading the Chargers in the Jacksonville to face Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. These two teams faced early this season in SoFi, guys, and it wasn't much of a game. Jacksonville got on the Chargers early and often. Trevor Lawrence had three touchdowns in that game, no interceptions. But the biggest weapon for the Jags offense in that game was James Robinson, who's no longer in Jacksonville. Per usual, the Chargers struggle stopping the run. But in my opinion, because of his running style, Travis Etienne isn't as big as a threat to the Chargers defense as Robinson was. Robinson's a downhill runner, and that's what the Chargers struggle with. I think the motivation from the early season embarrassment will have a talented Chargers team sharp early. You got veteran players like Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, and that's special. And I expect them to shine on Saturday. Brandon Staley usually comes out with a sound game plan. It's late that you have to worry about the Chargers. The Jags tend to start slow. Coach Doug Peterson likes to script his first plays, feel opponents out a bit. And the Chargers are fifth-ranked in the NFL first half scoring. I think the Chargers team is revved up from the early season blowout, and they get on the Jags early. A lot of veteran talent in the L.A. locker room. Chargers are 5-0 against the spread in the last five meetings in Jacksonville and 9-1 against the spread in the last 10 meetings. Jacksonville isn't an intimidating home field advantage. Give me the Chargers first half, money line minus 120.
It is interesting because the Chargers have been building up to a certain level of football, and we're waiting for them to get over the hump. And we've seen great games against the Chiefs in the past, for example. And this is new territory for Jacksonville. This is brand, not for Doug Peterson, but it's brand new territory for these Jacksonville players, including Trevor Lawrence. So I think that's another interesting to watch. How does he handle it?
This is the matchup of the quarterback's hair.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sunshine, John. They're the sunshine.
The battle of the sunshine. Did you watch? Remember the Titans?
Yeah,
the sunshine. Although I think he looks more like Marilyn Manson's son, Trevor Lawrence. So that's just me.
Yeah, he does.
I think he's got a Marilyn Manson look.
So, but Herbert's got better hair. I mean,
It depends on what you like.
I think Herbert's got better hair. I'm going with the Chargers in this one.
Dr. Linville special.
Yeah. No. This absolutely is. And then your last one?
Last one, man. You know, I'm a Bengals guy. You know, those are my dudes to ride in the clouds. Them and the Niners, that's why I know it was surprising that I went against the Niners earlier. But as Lance was talking about, it's going to be difficult for a rookie quarterback to just go out there and blow out a team. I got the Bengals because unlike the Jags, they do have a great home field advantage. Cincinnati's covered all but one home game this season, and they've covered five straight at home. This is a night game, so the stadium will be rocking. Bengals will be facing their division rivalry, the Ravens, for the third time this season. They split the two matchups earlier in the season, with the Bengals dominating Baltimore last weekend, the Ravens squeaking by Cincinnati early in the season. The Ravens are a completely different team from that team that won in October. There's no Lamar Jackson, first of all. And I think his absence and his contract issues are affecting that Ravens locker room. His missing action has definitely affected the offensive room. Baltimore is a 28th ranked passing team. They really don't have much receiving talent. their strength is the run, but the Bengals are one of the better run defenses in the league. They're top five against the run. Either Tyler Huntley or Anthony Brown will be making their first playoff start. As I said, not many weapons to throw to. And that's a bad formula when you're going against Joe Burrow. Joe B is one of the most talented players in the league and has a host of weapons on offense. You got Coach Zach Taylor, who's spoken all week about the importance of the Bengals starting fast, which they have lately, and they often do, because Cincinnati is fourth-ranked in first-half scoring, and they dropped 24 on Baltimore last Sunday. I just don't know how the Ravens muster enough offense early. I know Harbaugh is sharp. He's got to probably use Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely, but the problem is that the Bengals' defensive coordinator knows this. They're not going to have to worry about the outside much at all. And Huntley and his limited time, seven games starting, he's only thrown for two touchdowns and three picks. Anthony Brown is even worse with no touchdowns and two interceptions. I just think that Burrow and the Bengals' offense just outclasses them early, and the Ravens struggle to find their rhythm. Let's cut this game in half, you know, to prevent the back door, because you saw last week that the Ravens made a push late. Let's go Bengals first half minus 4.5. I think it gets ugly early.
And that's the question about playing first half. Is there, because always the first half, they make you lay a bigger part of the number than, and a lot of times it's based on key numbers and things like that. Is there anything that you look for specifically from the difference between, because I always look at this like, I'm kind of with you. I like to play certain games when I'm looking at them as first half games, first half lines. But then second half, in certain, for certain teams, you want to give them as much opportunity as possible to cover. Do you see certain qualities in teams that you like more in the first half as opposed to teams that you'd rather give them the full, you know, the full 60 minutes to get the number?
Yeah, definitely. The Bengals are one of those teams that they usually come out with a strong offensive game plan, especially at home. And they kind of overwhelm you because their offense executes so well. You got all these weapons at wide receiver, and Joe Burrow is the greater chicken at the line and things like that. So they usually, especially at home, get off early. They're one of the teams that you don't mind taking early. The Chiefs are like how you said about you want to give them the whole game to cover the game because they tend to, you know, start a little sluggish and things like that. The Eagles are another team that you like the first half. When Jalen Hurts was healthy and rolling, they tend to play their best early, come out with a great game plan. But it, you just pretty much judge it. The main thing that I look for in the first half is coaching and a quarterback. If the coaching and the quarterback have a really tight union and they're on the same game plan together all the time, they're on the same note together all the time, they usually start fast. Back in the game, Brady was always a good bit first half early in New England in the playoffs when Belichick was there as well.
Do you look at, by the way, do you look at first half stats? Do you go to any websites and look at okay, so you do. So you use historical data. I would think so on how teams get out first half.
Team rankings. I'll give you guys the site. It's team rankings. Team rankings breaks down each quarter of, you know, how these teams produce by the quarter. So both these teams that I gave you guys are fourth ranked and fifth ranked in scoring in the first half. With the Bengals being fourth ranked and the Chargers are fifth ranked. The only team ahead of them are the Buffalo Bills and the Bengals. So,
interesting. All right. There you have it. There's five stars picks. You got Seattle plus the 10, the Chargers first half money line, and the Bengals first half minus 4.5. Let's go. Let's go on another 13-0 run. Five stars.
Hey, man, let's do it. All right, guys, y'all tune into the Wager World. I appreciate you guys for letting me come on every Thursday. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks,
there's Five Star in Vegas with us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There's some weird stuff, and you can't – a lot of times you can't say a lot of weird stuff at work. We did do the story yesterday, right, about the police station that they were having all kinds of relations. Yeah.
Well, with one person's wife, all kinds of relations. Right. They weren't not with each other.
Five of the cops got fired. I'm sure that they had HR help. We have HR help around here. We don't have anything going on like that, I don't think. Anyway, I'm pretty sure.
No.
But HR&P is here for us all the time. HR&P is here whenever we do have HR needs. And you know what? You need to handle your HR right, or bad stuff will happen to you. Bad stuff will happen to you in your business if you don't handle your HR. So it's awfully important. Don't do this yourself. You can't do this. You can't do this yourself. Get the help and the expertise of HR&P. The payroll, it's a no-brainer. Okay, it's just simply a no-brainer. If you're looking for the best way to economically do it, you're looking for the best way to do it perfectly every time. Our payroll is coming up. We get paid on the 15th, and every single time it can't be better. And it's just so easy. If you need a recommendation, call up here. Ask for Laura Beavers, and she will tell you all about HRMP and what they do for us and how easy it is to have HRMP on your side. You're looking for a payroll company. You're looking for an HR company. You're looking for tax help as well. All of these things, HRMP is here for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. News of the Weird, brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question. What are the most immediate turnoffs on a date?
Celery.
No.
Mayonnaise. No, I'm okay with mayonnaise.
What?
Blue cheese.
Deal breakers on the top of the dating list.
Am I looking at it from a guy's perspective or a
probably a female perspective.
Okay. Not wearing open-toed shoes.
That's not in here, no.
Okay. Ashy legs.
Nope. Number one, offensive body odor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That has to be said?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's certain things.
People are stinky, and so, yeah. I mean, that's right away. Okay, I'm done with this one. Okay.
Stink to me. Stink would immediately be like, you're done after a stink.
One of the highest ones, too, is being a know-it-all.
Yeah, I could see that.
And being offensive to the waiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those make sense.
Those all make sense.
That's not news of the weird. That's some good information that you're giving.
Yeah, it is.
By the way, my daughter wants to come on. When can I come on to see what Mr. Granato says again? I said, we'll take care of it.
Okay.
We'll
get it. No, Monty can come on.
That's called appropriate and inappropriate.
You're right. Yeah. Appropriate or inappropriate, Monty. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Apparently, a poll, nearly half of single men don't wash their sheets for 4 months at a time. That's a game changer right there.
My freshman year of college, I don't know. I might have washed my sheets once. I brought it home to my mom to wash once.
She was probably like, oh my God.
Yeah, I would. If I did not have my wife, it would be a problem.
Yeah. Lance, I don't think you or I will have a problem with this, but a new study says men who lack interest in sex are at risk of an early death.
Men who lack interest in sex.
Yeah.
Mr. Roper died.
You see?
Remember that?
He was old, though.
Stanley Roper? I bet he died in his, like, I don't know. But that was one of the only guys on TV I ever saw.
Didn't want to have relations?
Even as a kid, I knew, this is weird.
Yeah. I mean.
This is weird. This guy didn't want to.
Yeah,
not that I thought Mrs. Roper was hot.
No, Mrs. Roper was.
No.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, I can see. You feel alive, right?
Yeah.
You feel alive. If you don't think you don't have that anymore, whether your drive's gone, I could see you slowly start to die.
Do you think, this would make me alive? Maybe the greatest job in the world right now?
Ice truck driver.
Nope. The Missouri Sheriff's Office in Jefferson County, Missouri, are looking for people who will get drunk to help them with their sobriety training.
Do you know that I have a friend who's in the AD's office who said they do this here? And he goes, I need to get you involved now. I said, I 100% want to do that. Where you drink and then you have to try and drive. It's in a very safe area.
Yeah.
And they check for impairment. Like, yeah. I said, I absolutely would do this.
I'll do it.
I would absolutely do it.
I'll do it. I'll pay you.
It'll take you forever. They'll be like, this is taking forever.
A Japanese man has spent 3 million yen, which is it's about $20,000, on a realistic full-size wolf suit to fulfill his dream of being an animal.
How much is it, U.S. dollars?
He looks like a real wolf.
It's unbelievably...
Yeah, realistic.
The suit,
yeah.
At least the face part of it, is unbelievably realistic. I've seen him laying down. So how much is this in U.S. dollars?
About $20,000. 3 million yen. It seems like a lot.
Yeah. $23,099. Would you spend
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I had, okay, look, so if I sold the Texans and if I were Cal McNair and I had a TikTok site called Daddy Fat Stacks, I would have a giant bear suit made.
Yeah.
And I would like.
You want to be a bear?
Yeah, I would. I mean, yeah. If I had that kind of money and I'd like, right. Yeah, let me. And they said, hey, Lance, you want to get a bear suit made? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, yeah, sure. That's fine. Is it realistic? Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Have you ever touched another man's hair?
I mean, I'm sure I have.
An Indiana man, Bloomington, Indiana, walked up to a man walked up to another man and said, can I touch your hair? And the guy said, no. He did it anyway. You know what happened then?
Shot.
Stabbed him. Do you feel like you can stab somebody if they touch your hair when you did not give them permission?
Okay. I'll ask you a different question. Do you think you can find somebody assaulting another person because they touched their hair after they said no? I think that sounds completely reasonable.
It's
something that when I say reasonable, it doesn't sound reasonable to stab somebody, but at the same time, do I believe I could find videos like that on YouTube right now? 100%.
Yeah.
I could probably search man touches hair. Of course, this story is going to pop up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I could find videos of somebody punching someone else because they touched their hair without asking. Yes, I do believe I could see that.
Apparently, there's a claim out there that when a Pope dies, his death is confirmed in part by tapping his head with a hammer.
Wait, what? Wait, say that again?
When a Pope dies, they confirm his death by hitting him on the head with a hammer. But apparently, it's been fact-checked. It's not true.
Oh. Okay.
Pope's death confirmed with traditional means, not a hammer.
Not hammer.
Just so you know. USA Today actually had a story on this.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, an Indiana man was arrested after he went to a business and asked if he had left his meth there. And so he was arrested.
Don't you do it like, hey, I left something here. Did you guys happen to see a plastic bag full of, it's like sugar,
Apparently, they found it in the bathroom, and when the man came back to get it, the police arrested him. Do you think if you just left your meth in a bathroom at a store, you should just leave it?
Yeah,
I'm not.
Just go look.
Hey, did anybody find anything with
those? I left something here. I don't want to talk about what it is. Like, I'm just walking around. I'm going to the bathroom, pretending to use the bathroom. Yeah. What would you do if you lost something that you knew was illegal like that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like
he's... No, he looks like he's been involved in the meth game.
All right, we're done. Paul Gallant and his mustache are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
To ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville. Calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.